Lord Murugan, for those of you who are not familiar with this god, who is a little bit difficult to know, Ganesha, Lord Ganesha, is very immediate, very active in the world now, which he demonstrates by drinking gallons and gallons of milk all over the world. And in some temples, he is still drinking milk, we have discovered. And of course, Lord Shiva is nearer than your hands and feet, more radiant than the sun within you. He is the source of your energy, the source of your light that lights your thoughts. But Lord Murugan, he puts Dharma into action. In the ancient kingdoms, and even today, when the Maharaja's on his throne holding his scepter, which is prepared by many, many homes, many, many pujas by the Adinams of South India, Lord Murugan stands behind and speaks into the right ear of the Maharaja, giving him instructions of justice, fairness to all, solving problems within his kingdom. His home base is the Pleiades. And his natural state is Saravana Bhava, the actual true nature of the mind, without a thought, without a movement, with no karmas interfering. He's known as the god of war. Why? Because he solves problems and he brings peace into homes, into counties, into states, into nations. He's also a prominent god bringing in the new age. Some people are in the new age right now. Other people are in the old age catching up. It's an overlapping time. He is the Lord of Change, often known as the Red God. Red is the color of burning out old conditions and bringing the new. Therefore, Murugan is worshipped all over the world through public penance, kavati, when spears are inserted in the flesh, no blood is drawn. And the pain of the kavati heals the inner part of the mind so that the karmas are mitigated. He is the god of group karma, called Ku Karma, or Krishna Karma, or Black Karma. You may wonder why so many groups in the world today are suffering their karmas through hurricane, earthquakes, floods, small wars, all the badness, and all the fighting, interrelated families and families against families, and fighting within the homes, fighting with the children, and husbands fighting with wives, wives fighting with husbands, all finally accumulates in the community and creates a disaster. Dalai Lama explains the condition of his people, driven out of his country, the accumulated sins of the Tibetan people that weren't abated, that were lived with, weren't washed away through meditation, through apologies, through showing appreciation to one another, through performing penance, but hidden under the carpet, so to speak. Finally accumulated, and they lost everything that they had of value. Scriptures, books, kingdom, government, religion, scattered throughout the world. And when Lord Murugan sees this black karma happening, he's there. to help each individual, no one is neglected. Adjust his life, readjust his life to new surroundings, new acquaintances and friends, even new family ties. So you can see, he is a very, very busy God.